I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, on Monday, Governor Laura Kelly called for no new tax cuts in 2025. This comes after she spent $2 million and affiliated groups spent another $1 million in the last legislature, or rather the last election, trying to break the supermajority and failing miserably. The only election she did win was to defeat her own minority leader. Talk about completely out of touch. With us now to respond to the governor's orders that they not pass any new tax cuts is State Senator Renee Erickson. Renee, we appreciate you taking its time away from your holiday weekend to join us here this evening. Senator, thank you for joining us. I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, I did, John. Thanks so much for having me on.
Where do I begin with this? The specific phrasing that she used was that you guys need to, quote, just take a breath and wait. You know, it's hard to breathe when you're overtaxed. What's she thinking, Renee?
Well, John, I wish I knew. You know, I worked across the state door knocking in every district from every corner, and I can tell you without an exception, property tax relief was the number one issue.
Yeah.
And it just shows again that, you know, the governor's out of touch with everyday Kansans. It showed in the results of the election, and it showed in her saying, hey, don't take up the number one issue that people are clamoring for.
Right.
So I'm not sure what she's thinking, to be honest, John.
No, you're absolutely right. As you know, my wife and I knocked on thousands of doors this same election cycle. People weren't telling us we need less, you know, we're taxed enough, we're just fine. No, they were saying the exact same thing. We need property tax relief. We need income tax relief. I mean, you know, let me guess, the governor wants you to do Medicaid expansion, which, again, was an issue nobody was talking about at the doors. I just don't understand what she's thinking, what her priorities are.
Well, that's a great question. You know, it's great to see her try to be fiscally responsible in an area, because I've never known her to, you know, use caution when it comes to spending on things that she wants. So for her to say, we're not going to give the money back to the people it belongs to, the taxpayers, when we, you know, she's touting this surplus and we have the ability to do so, it just is falling on deaf ears. And I can assure you that Republicans will lead a charge to lower Kansas property taxes early this upcoming session.
I'm glad you brought up the surplus, because I would understand, I would probably still disagree with her, but I would understand if she was trying to be fiscally responsible and say, hey, you know, we can't afford tax cuts. But, and you know, this isn't, they're going to, you know, bring up the whole Brownback thing again, but this isn't 2015. You guys are sitting on, depending on the numbers, upwards of $4 to $5 trillion in reserves, and that's above and beyond the rainy day fund. You've got plenty of money. You can certainly afford to give some property tax relief, maybe do a cap on, like a 4% cap on new taxes. You could do maybe something for seniors or people on a fixed income. I'm coming back to this. I don't understand why she feels like she can't give this. The only thing I can come back to is she wants to spend it.
Well, you just hit the nail on the head. She wants to spend it, but she needs to be reminded, and we will remind her frequently, it's not her money. It's not the government's money. And people, everyday Kansans, having that extra money in their pockets, it will spur more economic growth than some bloated bureaucratic government program. And so we will make sure that it gets back into the hands of the rightful owners, which are the taxpayers of Kansas.
By the way, we're talking with State Senator Renee Erickson. Renee, I think you nailed it right there. She thinks, and typical of most Democrats, they think that they know how to spend our money better than we do. So let's talk, and as you know, I'm going to be up there. Our good friend John Eck is sponsoring the John Whitmer Show. We're going to be up there broadcasting from Topeka one Sunday a month. The first one will be on January 12th, because you guys are going back on the 13th. And I've talked to the Speaker of the House. I've talked to Senate President Ty Masterson. I know that your plan is to get started right away. And one of the main issues, the two main issues that I've heard, are passing the plan so that the legislature can do their own budgeting. And the second one is property tax relief. What other issues do you think are going to be main priorities as you move forward with the 2025 session?
Yeah, John, we have an aggressive agenda, and those two things you mentioned are going to be, you know, first out of the gate. We're not going to waste any time. We're going to hit the ground running with those two things. In addition, I'm sure we'll take up the gender mutilation bill that the governor vetoed and we weren't able to override last session. We will override it, so I anticipate that will come early in the session as well.
If I can interrupt you, and you think you can override it this time in part because of the legislative or the election victories, right? Because part of the reasons those didn't pass, the overrides didn't pass, was because some of our quote-unquote Republicans who didn't vote to override are now gone, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's a common sense issue. Kansans understand that it's not right for young people to be making life-altering changes before they turn 18. And that's all the bill says, is you need to be 18 before you make a decision like that. And I think people realize that's important. We don't allow minors to do a lot of things that they're not ready to make that decision on. And this is no different. So
I like the fact that you call it gender mutilation instead of what the left likes to call it, which is gender-affirming care, which is a complete misnomer.
Absolutely. I mean, let's call it what it is. And it is gender mutilation. And so I look for that to come up early. I think we will start work. I'm excited about working on a new school finance formula. I was named to that 11-member committee. We have to have a new school finance formula by January 11th, 2027. So that will start heating up here pretty quick, and look forward to working on that.
I'm glad, again, this is another thing, because you and I both know that the current system is frankly unsustainable. We're throwing more and more money at the K-12 system. It's not changing outcomes. It's not changing performance. Our students are sadly still not college and career ready. The performance metrics are still at or below standards and not improving. So clearly throwing more and more money isn't solving the problem. We do need to work on finding some way to put accountability into the funding formula.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, and I'm excited because the statute actually charges this committee with not just looking at the formula itself, but looking at outcomes of the formula. And so I think that's been the missing key is we haven't focused on student outcomes. We've only focused on how much money we're putting in, not what we're getting for that money. And we are charged by statute to look at the outcomes, make sure that we're using the money to help the kids achieve what we say that we should be doing, starting out of the gate in my books with literacy. And I got the latest ACT results, John, and it's the lowest I think it's ever been in the history of our state. Statewide, out of our 2024 graduates, only 18% were college and career ready, according to the ACT. 18%. That's unacceptable. Our kids deserve better. So I see this as a golden opportunity to make sure that the kids are getting the quality education they deserve.
Yeah, the schools love to tout graduation rates, but if they need remedial training the minute they get to college, then are we really graduating them with preparing them for, you know, higher education? The other problem, though, Renee, you and I both know, is if we're going to tackle some of these issues, we're going to have to deal with the courts. Because the way the courts are now, the first time you guys bring up funding formula, schools, the KNEA, the KASB are going to sue the taxpayers for more taxpayer money with taxpayer money. So I think also then part and parcel, we're going to have to look at change judicial selection. Is that something that you guys are going to consider?
There is talk, John. You know, it's been tried several times before, but we are definitely not going to give up on that. We're the only state in the country that does it the way we do. It's secretive. It's not the way it should be done, and it does need to change. I will say, though, that since Gannon, we do have data that shows what Gannon instructed the schools to do has not happened. The kids that were the focus of that at-risk students,
at risk,
they have not improved even with court-defined adequate funding. And so I think we have a good argument of saying, look, we put the money in, we didn't get the results we should. And I think the courts will be receptive to that. But at the end of the day, the bigger picture is we do have to change how we select our Supreme Court justices.
Yeah, either a direct elect or federal model. I'm kind of a fan of direct elect. So let's let the people have the say. But Renee, I appreciate you again. Thank you for taking your time on a holiday evening, on a Sunday night, to join us. If folks want to connect with you, if they want to stay in touch, what's the best way for them to reach out?
They can email me at my Senate address, or I'm on Facebook and X.
I appreciate you, as always. Thank you again for taking your time. I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
I did. Same to you. And thanks again for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.